We started running a living wage program in 2010. In 2009, the Northampton City Council had passed a resolution that set the framework for our program. And then in 2014, we decided it shouldn't just be Northampton. We expanded our campaign to include all of Western Massachusetts, except for Amherst, because the difference between Northampton and Western Mass is the housing costs in Northampton are much higher, and then Amherst is the exception in Western Mass, and we're actually in the process of calculating a living wage for Amherst at this point.
So what goes into the calculations exactly of what constitutes a living wage?
Well, the calculation is based on rent, which includes utilities, health care costs, taxes that are taken out of the wage, food, and miscellaneous items. In Northampton, the living wage rate for 2017 is $13.36 an hour. Western Mass, it's $12.34 an hour.
And you noted that the primary reason there's a difference is because the housing costs are higher in Northampton.
Right, and the housing costs is the cost that is the highest cost now for families or in individuals.
And that hourly rate that you mentioned, that is for an individual or for a family?
That's a good question, Paul. That is for one person.
Do you calculate a family rate for a family of four, let's say, which is the one that you hear referenced most often, I guess, is your typical, unquote, family?
No, we have not calculated a rate for a family. There's a program out in Colorado that has calculated, I think, a rate for three for a family of two, and it's over $20 an hour. And that's probably what it would be around here, because once you add somebody, the costs go up, especially if it's a child, because of the health of the child care costs.
Talk about the effort that has been made to convince employers, because I know the big part of this campaign is not only calculating what a living wage is annually, but also convincing employers to pay the living wage. So how has that effort gone?
Well, every year we send out information to employers, and then we follow that up. We often don't get a response to that letter, and we follow that up with phone calls, and you know we are able to every year sign on additional employers. So it's a slow process. Part of the issue is that the people that have done most of these calls are members of the steering committee, and we're all pretty busy people. So there's limitations on how much we can do. And we're having this fundraiser for the purpose of trying to raise money to hire a part-time person who can focus on this, on, you know, contacting employers and getting the word out. And there's a lot of good reasons for employers to set wages based on a living wage, because it cuts down on their turnover costs, which can be very high for a person making $11 an hour. It's over $3,000 of their salary if someone decides to leave. That's a big cost. Employees are much more focused. Employees who are struggling to make ends meet, it sometimes, you know, interferes with their ability to, you know, to do their best work. And we also give them free publicity. We put their names on our website with a link to their website, and we give them, we now are offering certificates and decals that they can display at their business and let people know that they're a living wage employer.
Currently, how many employers do you have in Western Massachusetts? Well, I know you break this up by Northampton and then the rest of Western Massachusetts. So what's the breakdown currently of the number of employers who have agreed to provide their employees with a living wage?
Well, in Northampton, there are 47 employers who are paying a living wage to every employee. And then we have another category called aspiring to pay a living wage, and there's three employers right now in Northampton who are aspiring to pay a living wage, and that means that they agree, they commit to, you know, making an effort every year to pay a living wage and to make progress. And every year we're seeing, you know, progress by all of these employers who are aspiring. In Western Mass, we have 20 employers who are paying a living wage to each employee, and one employer who is aspiring to pay a living wage.
So you tell me that you are making progress from when this campaign began back in 2008. You have more employers signed up who have agreed to do this.
Yes. Yeah. But we think that we need to, you know, really be making more progress in this, and that's why we're, you know, having this fundraiser. It's hosted by one of our newly certified living wage employers, Fort Hill Brewery from East Hampton. And Fort Hill has generously agreed to give us a percentage of the lagers and ales that they sell. And they are located in East Hampton at 30 Fort Hill Road. It's going to be held between 5:30 and 7:30, and people are welcome to kind of come over at any time between those hours and join the fun.
We should mention that the event is free.
And the event is free, that's correct.
And it'll be an opportunity as well for people who want to learn more about Living Wage Western Massachusetts. You'll be there, I assume, and there'll be folks that will be available to explain how it all works.
Oh yes, I will make some brief remarks and you know, make clear how we operate and you know what our progress has been.